Good morning, the Exotics Vet. Are you able to hold the line or is this an emergency?
Just hold the line.
Thank you. Won't be too long.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats.
Thank you for holding. This is Kiri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a cockatiel, and we've woken up this morning and she's bleeding quite a lot from kind of her tail, back foot area. I'm not sure if she's sort of picked out some tail feathers or something's got her through the cage.
Okay.
Is she
actively bleeding now?
Yes. She's like sitting with us, like, as normal. Like, she's not, she's not stressed or anything. Like, she's just sitting with my mom at the moment.
Okay.
She was sitting with me for a bit.
So where is she actively bleeding from? Is it from the tail, did you say, or from her?
It's from, like, just behind her foot, like, around the tail area.
Okay. Has she got a wing trim or anything like that?
Her previous owners cut her flight feathers, but this was, like, 6 months ago.
Oh, okay, sure. Has she had a fall or anything like that you know of?
We don't know. We just woke up this morning and she's been bleeding a lot.
Okay. Now, can you actually actively see it dripping blood, or is it just red around the area?
It's soaked the tail, and when I put like a cotton pad to it, it's dripping. And if I touched it with my hand and my hand, I'm like covered in blood.
Yep. Okay.
So it's
sure.
Not like dripping, but it's quite heavy.
Yeah. No, we definitely need to stop that bleeding. What you'll need to do is just put some pressure on it. Whereabouts are you located? Are you in the local area?
In Kalanga.
Kalanga?
Yeah,
okay. Yep. So I can do, we are booked up this morning, but obviously something like this, they can't afford to lose too much blood. What we would get you to do is come straight down. It would be an emergency consult, but what I'd get you, have you got someone to be able to drive and then you hold pressure on this area just to stop it bleeding?
Yeah, she kind of won't let us. We had her wrapped up in a washer holding it, but she really, really struggles.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're holding pressure on it, it's you've got to be on this a little bit for the time, actually, really.
Okay. So if you put her back on the perch, will she, like,
yeah.
Can you actually see blood drops dropping down onto the paper or on the
bottom
of the
It's not, like, dropping down. There was some earlier. Like, in her cage, there's blood drops over the
sure.
paper towel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if it's going to stress her out to hold it and it's not actively dripping blood, I would just leave it and just still come straight down. We will get her here and we'll assess to see exactly what's going on. Have you been to us here before?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay. What is the surname?
Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. I was going to go and get changed.
And the first name we would have on file here?
Is Sean, S-H-A-U-N.
Okay. Is this Tappy?
No, Taffy was put down, unfortunately, which
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and what's this little one's name, Sean?
Her name is Birdie.
Birdie? And how old is she?
About 6 months. We're unsure exactly how old, but around 6 months.
Okay. And cockatiel, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's definitely a girl?
We think so, yeah.
Okay, excellent. Okay, well, I'll get you just to come straight down. As I said, it'll be an emergency consult, so what that means is that we'll take him straight through out the back and assess, see exactly what's going on. If we need to obviously actively stop the bleeding, we will do that and then get the doctor out of consult. But, yeah, she's they're both in will be in consult at the time you potentially will arrive. But
yep.
Just as long as you're aware that there will be a little bit of a wait there. But, yeah, we'll definitely get them in and see what's going on. So emergency consults $250 plus or minus treatment, medications, repair if it is an actual wound that needs stitching, but the doctor will assess and give you an estimate of what that would cost once we know exactly what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. And I have work at 1. Is there a ballpark of me being able to make it to work, or fine with calling in sick?
Yeah, if you come straight down, we'll know exactly what's going on. If it does require any, like, surgical repair or anything like that, we will get Birdie to stay with us, which then would mean
okay.
that you could go to work. I'm assuming you're working till late tonight or something, or...
Yeah, I won't. Yeah. I will be 1 to 10, so...
Yep, yeah, so Birdie, if that was the case, Birdie can definitely stay with us, and you can... Are you working tomorrow morning or anything like that?
Tomorrow afternoon again. I'm on afternoons all week. But,
okay.
I'm more than happy to call in sick. So.
Yeah, well, we'll see what's going on first and then we'll make a plan moving forward from there. So we'll just have to work out exactly why it's bleeding, if it's just a blood clot that has been pulled and that's what's caused the bleeding, or whether or not we've had a fall and we've had a tear in our piger style or something like that. We're not going to know until we assess, so we'll definitely...
She has been kind of pulling out her tail feathers, but we're just a bit worried because we brought Taffy to you because a hawk got him through his cage.
Okay, is he...
And that was what killed him.
Is he outside, Bird, or is he...
Birdie is outside, but pretty much her whole cage is covered around the sides, bar the front, and she's under a deck, so it's kind of hard for predators to see.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So
she's
nearly, like, fully enclosed.
Yeah. Is there any, like, rats or mice or anything that you've seen around the enclosure or any droppings or anything?
Yeah, there have been rats, but we have rat poison everywhere and rat traps.
Okay.
But obviously, I guess we'll see when we come in.
Yep. Definitely. Okay. Well, we'll see when it comes in, and we'll make a plan moving forward from there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.